This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Alrighty, this just in from the Marketplace desk of poorly kept secrets. Tomorrow, Senator Rand Paul is expected to formally announce that he is running for president. The Kentucky Republican tweeted out a YouTube video last night showing highlights of his political career, so take that for what it's worth. Paul, if you're counting, would be the second candidate to officially announce, thus making him the second candidate subject to certain campaign finance laws. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer has more on why waiting can be so profitable.
Want to run for president? Shh, keep it quiet. Don't even say you're testing the waters, because once you form an exploratory committee or outright announce you're running, bam, there are limits on how much money you can raise and how you can spend it. So presidential hopefuls act like candidates, but don't make it official.
The 2016 election is shaping up so far to be the biggest joke under the campaign finance laws.
That's Larry Noble, former general counsel at the Federal Election Commission, or FEC.
It's an arms race. When some candidates do it, the other candidates think, unless I act the same way, I'm just going to get swamped.
And you know what? They're right. Because as long as you're not an official candidate for president, you can raise millions of dollars for your super PAC and coordinate with it closely. Bob Biersack worked at the FEC for 30 years.
You can say, here are five people I want you to hire. You can say, you should be advertising in these states, and these are the messages you should use.
Once a candidate makes it official, that game plan goes out the window, and you have to publicly report how much money you've raised. Biersack and Noble are now advocates of campaign finance reform. Dan Backer is on the other side of the spectrum. He's a conservative lawyer who brought a Supreme Court challenge to campaign finance regulations. He says the law is clear and says reformers are just complaining that the spirit of the law isn't being followed.
The law doesn't have a spirit. It has ink and it has paper. And we need to do exactly what the law says it is to be compliant.
And even if the FEC was worried the non-presidential candidates weren't being compliant and decided to look into whether anyone was breaking the law, any investigations would take years and wouldn't be finished until after the 2016 presidential election. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.